Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Two bomb attacks struck Coptic churches in Egypt as worshippers flocked to church for Palm Sunday services, killing nearly 40 people in Tanta and Alexandria. As Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo, Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the blast.
Coptic churchgoers and rescue workers picked through the debris inside the St. George Coptic Cathedral in Tanta, north of Cairo in the Nile Delta. Pews were broken and overturned, and blood-stained clothing and body parts were strewn on the ground. Eyewitnesses say an explosion took place near the church altar as worshippers recited prayers on Palm Sunday, which begins the Christian Holy Week. A second explosion occurred hours later outside the main Coptic cathedral in the Egyptian port city of Alexandria. Police indicated a suicide bomber struck outside the church.
The U.S. Navy is sending a strike group toward the Korean Peninsula to bolster the U.S. presence there and send a message to North Korea, which this week conducted a ballistic missile test in spite of U.N. Security Council resolutions banning such launches. The strike group includes its namesake aircraft carrier, the USS Carl Vinson, as well as three guided missile destroyers. Pyongyang has repeatedly defied international warnings about conducting missile launches and testing nuclear devices. U.S. President Donald Trump has also called on China, one of the few nations with strong ties to Pyongyang, to take stronger action and to curb those nuclear ambitions. This is VOA News. Syrian war.